Blog Talk Radio.
You know, church has become so commercial until we have gotten away from its true purpose. It has become such big business until we allow people to operate and function as long as they have something to bring to the table. People are now more concerned about recording and living in light of the rich and famous rather than knowing Jesus. For the true purpose of the church is soul business, not big business. I don't know about you, but I would rather have nothing and know Jesus than to have everything and not know Him. You need to confess Him today.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning into the Light of Portland broadcast with Pastor Kimberly Black from Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. Do you know Jesus? Did you know He could live in your heart if you invite Him in? After the next song you hear, prepare to be blessed of the Lord. Prepare for a move of Holy Spirit. Prepare to know Jesus in your heart.
And ever,
and ever,
and ever,
for all.
I just want to praise you forever and ever. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to the Light of Portland. I am your host, Pastor Kimberly Black, and I bring you greetings from the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church here in the City of Roses. That's Portland, Oregon. Yes, where the Spirit of the Lord is dwelling in this place. It is such an honor, and it is a privilege to be able to join you in worship. Thank you for calling in to worship with us on tonight. I hope and pray that something will be said, something you hear tonight will transform your mind, elevate your faith, bring confirmation to whatever it is you've been seeking God for. If you expect it to happen tonight, I guarantee you it's going to happen tonight. So I'm praying tonight that you elevate your spirit of expectation and expect God to come in, show up, show out, and do what he does best. Amen. We give glory and honor to God, for he is our source of strength. He is our peace of mind. He is our refuge. He is our help. He is our savior, our deliverer, our mind regulator. We honor God tonight. We honor his presence. I don't know about you, but that song always stirs up my heart because I'm a praiser. I'm a worshiper. And anytime I can just lift up my hands and give him praise, not because I have to, but because I want to, it just does something for me. We just honor each of you tonight. We honor those that make this platform possible. We thank God for the Butterfields, Pastor Sherelle Pennington, those that labor with us right here in the city of Portland, Elder Dante Farmer, Elder Kathy Miniweather, men and women that come and share the word of God with us week after week. Some of them have a regular spot. Some of them come because they share a spot with their church. But we thank God for our speaker on tonight, Pastor Pamela Laws. We thank God for Elder Kenny Copeland, Elder Demetrius Devers, Elder Bruce Mitchell, Elder Catherine Brown, Minister Keith Jordan. All of these men and women share the gospel with us every month. We are so thankful for them. Pastor Regina Zachary, we're so thankful that God has connected the Light of Portland with a caveat of preaching men and women. We're grateful. We also want to give honor to Archbishop Ruth Smith, who is a spiritual covering for us. And we thank God for the woman of God that prays for us, that speaks into us, and that encourages us when we need it the most. You know, it's good to have people to speak in your life, but when you don't think nobody is thinking about you, and all of a sudden you get a text, you get an email, or you get a phone call because they was thinking about you, it feels good to know that Archbishop thinks about us and she prays for us. And so we're just grateful tonight. We are excited about tonight. We don't have no formalities to go through. This is a place of prayer, praise, and worship. And so we are going to get right to it tonight. We're going to look at Psalms 117 as our opening call to worship. We're going to go to the throne of grace and prayer. Deaconess Cassandra Robinson from the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church is going to take us to the throne of grace. We will have a song of preparation. And then our speaker tonight, Pastor Pamela Law, from the Total Truth Restoration Ministries from Mapleton, Georgia, will be bringing to us the Word of God. I hope that you are prepared tonight to receive a word from the Lord. Pastor Laws is no stranger to us. Every time she is here, we are blessed. We are blessed. We are equipped. We are empowered. And I just hope you're ready tonight. So tell the dog to sit down. Tell the children to sit down. Put the TV on mute and get ready to go in to the presence of the Lord. Our scripture reading, Psalms 117, says, "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all you people, for his loving kindness prevails over you, and we triumph and overcome through him. And the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord." And hallelujah goes right there. As we come together to pray, please don't let us forget to pray for our brothers and sisters that are in Ukraine and in Russia. Don't forget to pray for the houseless population. Don't forget to pray for our President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Don't forget to pray for your pastor. Don't forget to pray for your church family. As Deaconess is praying, as she prays, you pray right along with her. As the woman of God preaches, you keep on praying, because if there's praying in the pew, there will be preaching in the pulpit. I yield this call to Deaconess Cassandra Robinson.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All praises be unto you, my Lord, my Savior, my King of Kings. To the great I am, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, to the King of Kings. Oh, God, it's once again, Lord God, I come. Father God, as humbly as I know how to come, Father God. Bow down at your throne of grace one more time, Father God, just to lift your name on high. You said in your word, if you would be lifted up from this earth, you would draw all men unto yourself. God, I come, Father God, to praise you. I come to magnify your righteous and holy name. I come to lift you up, Father God. I come to give you the glory, Father God. Oh, Father, if I had 10,000 plus tongues, Lord God, I couldn't start to thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and you're yet doing in our lives, God. You have been better than good to us, Lord God. We ain't deserving of all the things that you have given us, but God, we are so grateful. We are so grateful, Father God, for your kindness, your goodness, for your mercy, Father God. Oh, Lord God, as I look back over my life and I think things over, how blessed I am to be able to cry out unto you, my Lord. God, you are an awesome Father. Lord, you are worthy, Lord God. You are so worthy, Lord God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the very same sun, God. I give you the glory. I give you all honors and praise. It's a privilege, Lord God, to praise you. It's an honor, Lord God, to bow before you, Lord God. Oh, God, what an awesome Father you are. God, I thank you, Father God, for life, health, and strength, Father God. I thank you for the activities of my limbs, Lord God. I thank you that I have a voice, Father God, that will cry out unto you, Lord God. I don't need no rock crying out for me, Lord God. As long as I got a voice, Father God, I am going to give you all the glory, all the honor, and praises be unto you, my Lord, my Savior. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for my family and friends, Lord God. Oh, Father, I lift up my pastor to you, Lord God. I lift up my church family to you, Lord God. All the mothers, Father God, and the deacons and deaconesses, Father God. Lord God, I ask you to bless in a mighty special way, Lord God. We lift up, Father God, Russia to you, Lord God. Ukrainian, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you're the same God right here in Portland, Oregon, in Atlanta, Georgia, Father God, that's over in Russia. Father God, please show up and show out, Lord God. Touch the hearts of men, again today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, Father God, Father God, all we need to do is surrender to you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, hear our cry tonight, Lord God. Hear our call tonight, Lord God. We reverence you, Father God, and you alone, Lord God, are to be praised. Oh, thank you, Lord God, for this chance, Father God, this opportunity, Father God, just to lift up holy hands tonight, just to say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you for your goodness, Lord God. Thank you for your mercies, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we pray, Father God, for our president, Lord God. We pray for our vice president, Lord God. We pray for the government, Lord God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father God, to go up and down every street in Portland, Oregon, all in Oregon, Father God, in Atlanta, God, in Georgia, Father God, all around the White House, even down to the poor and black house, in the name of Jesus. God, you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask, think, or even imagine. God, we need you. If we ever needed you before, Lord God, we sure do need you right now, God. We need you right here, Father God. All in the USA, Father God. Over in Russia, Father God. Father God, touch right now, touch, Lord God, like only you can, Lord God. Nobody can do it like you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God in the highest. Oh, Father God, right now, we pray that you will just bless right now, Pastor Laws, Father God, as she bring forth your word, Father God, preaching and teaching your word to your people, Father God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to crown her right now in the name of Jesus. From the top of her head to the very soles of her feet, Father God. We give you the glory tonight, Lord God. We say yes to your will and yes to your way, my Father. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, Lord God, we might be walking in the valley of the shadow of death, Father God, but we don't have to feel no evil, Father God. For you are with us, Father God. Your rod and your staff, it comfort us, Lord God. You have prepared a table before us, Lord God. In the presence of our enemies, Lord God. You have anointed our head with oil and our cup overflowing, Father God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us, Lord God, all the days of our lives, Father God. And we're going to continue to do what we know to do best, Father God. And that's to give you the glory, Lord God. Give you the honor, Lord God. And praise your righteous and holy name. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. I feel good in my spirit right now, God. Touch, Lord God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to heal the land, Lord God. Heal the land, Father God. Oh, heal the land, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus tonight, Lord God, over everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God. There's another variant, Father God, that's reared its ugly head, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I have to pray right now, Psalms 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You are our fortress, Lord God. Oh, God, we glorify you tonight. We give you all honor, Lord God. We do it because we love you. We do it because we love you. We do it because of what you did for us way back over 2,000 years ago at Calvary, Lord God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, how sweet it is to be loved by you, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, to your will and to your way. In the name of Jesus the Christ, I pray. Thank God. Hallelujah and amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. glory. Hallelujah. You get the praise. Hallelujah. You get the glory. Hallelujah. You get the praise. Hallelujah. Forever you get the glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God, you get it.
You get the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get the praise.
You get the praise.
When the healing comes.
Hallelujah.
You get the glory.
You get the glory.
When the freedom comes.
Hallelujah.
You get the praise.
You get the praise.
When the justice comes,
you get the glory.
Hallelujah.
You
get the praise. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. Nobody else for you. 'Cause when the peace comes, you get the glory. When the love.
Glory.
You get the 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 glory. Out of my life.
You get the glory.
Out of my life.
You get the glory.
Out of my life.
You get the glory.
In every situation.
You get the glory.
Every miracle.
Hallelujah. You get the glory. Hallelujah. You get the praise. Myself, I was sliding right on into the Holy of Holies. Sliding right into the Holy of Holies family. What a good place to be. What an amazing place to be. What a place of peace. Amen. To be found in the presence of God. Truly, I am humbled tonight to serve, amen, in this capacity. My name is Pastor Pamela Laws, once again, of Total Truth Restoration Ministries, located right here in Mableton, Georgia. And we're super excited to be with you this evening, just to share the word of God, amen, just to share with our family, share with our Blog Talk family, and our co-laborers, all of those that have joined with us tonight, knowing that we would not be able to do this without you. I thank the Lord, amen, for giving us, amen, men and women of God after his own heart that would provide a platform, amen, for us to share the word of God, because it is truly food for our souls. I thank God for my bishop and first lady, Bishop Tyrone Washington and Elder Jacqueline Washington. I praise God, amen, for Pastor Pennington and Pastor, amen. I praise God for their diligence and the work that they continue to do in the vineyard. I praise God for the Butterfields, amen, and Bishop Bruce Smith, amen, for continuing. I heard Pastor Black saying just continuing to pray for us and to encourage us. Amen, as we continue to do the will of the Lord. I praise God for my family. I call them blessed tonight, my husband, my children and grandchildren, all of those, my family members, my co-laborers, amen, in the gospel, all of you, amen, who stand firm and you stand flat-footed to tell somebody about God, to tell somebody, to share
your life and share your testimony. Amen. That someone would come and say, what must I do to be saved? We thank God for your transparency. Amen. We thank God of you giving of yourself. And tonight, amen, I don't want to hold you too long. And Pastor, I'm excited. I just get excited about God's word. Tonight's message, amen, is going to be coming out of the book of Colossians. And it's simply off with the old and on with the new. Off with the old and on with the new. We're going to talk about, amen, our mindset when we're living this life, amen, that God has called us to live. We have to be intentional, amen, with taking off that old man, taking off, I'm talking about taking off those old habits, those things, and putting on the new, hallelujah, so that we can be holy. Amen. Live the life of holiness that God has allowed us and afforded us, and he gave his life so that we could live this life. Oh, it's off with the old, on with the new. The book of Colossians it focuses on the head. This book, even though it's very one of the shorter books, amen, of the Bible. It consists of only four chapters. This book is divided into two parts. The first half of this book deals with the doctrinal aspect of God, and the second portion, other half, it deals with the practical. And I'm big on that practical. I love to teach on the practicality. I love to teach on application, because my thought process behind it, Blog Talk Family, is if I can explain it to you, amen, in its simplest form, hallelujah, if I can explain it to you the way God gave it to me, because he knows how my mind works. He knows how what I need in order to understand. And I said, Daddy, if you tell it to me where I can understand it, amen, I'm more apt, hallelujah, to fall in line. I'm more apt to be able to apply to my life what you are calling for me to do. And so I'm not always looking for being deep. Amen. Deep is good, Pastor Black, and deep has its place. But what is it to be deep if I can't be clear? I want to be clear on God's word. I want to be clear when he speaks to me. And so that I can give you that same clearness, hallelujah, I can relate to you, amen, the same way he's given it to me, in order that you may take it, hallelujah, the nuggets that you grab, that you can take those pieces and apply to your life. And so we're going to deal with the practical, because Paul's purpose for this book was to show that Christ should be first priority in our lives. And so we as believers, we should be rooted, we should be alive, we should be hidden, and we should be complete in him. It is one of the first scriptures we're going to talk about, is how when we were dead to Christ, and how we were now risen in him. When we got up, amen, with him, we had to find a place, because when we accepted him now in this world, there is no space for us. We're not strangers, just passing through. And so I want to get into a place where I can be rooted. I want to get in a place where I can set myself, hallelujah, that I can grow. Another thing I want to do is I want to be alive. Hallelujah. I want to be alive in him. It's no longer that I who live. Amen. That he who lives in me. I want to be alive in him, and then I want to be hidden. Ooh, one of the sisters, she was just about us dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. The Bible says we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So I want to be hidden in Christ. And then the last thing I want to do as we talk tonight is I want to be complete in him. I want to be complete in him. Even the book of James says when we're operating, getting, when we're working on patience, he said that the man of God would be complete, lacking nothing. I don't want it to be any lack. Amen. When I'm putting on that new, when I'm taking on that new lifestyle, when I'm taking on that new character, when I'm taking on new conversations, amen, I want to be complete in God. Because we can't live the life that the Holy Scriptures speak about without him. We can't do it. Many have tried. They try to do it their own way, and it comes to naught. Because the life that our daddy has called for us to live, we cannot live it without him. The scripture declares that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord, for those that are called according to his purpose. All things, these faiths throughout our life, these things, we can't defeat these things. We can't have victory, hallelujah, if we don't allow our lives, amen, to reflect the kingship that is in us. And so we say off with the old and on with the new. Colossians chapter 3. And we're going to begin at verse 1. It says simply, if you then were raised with Christ, he says, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. So Paul here, he begins to focus on this practical living. He's letting us know. He says, so if you've been raised, if you've been raised in this baptism, if you've gotten up, if you've been immersed, we're going to talk about mortification. It says if you've been mortified, if you put to death, amen, your members, and now he says you have gotten up, raised with Christ. He says, seek. Those things which are above. Paul understood, amen, us taking on this new lifestyle. You see, everybody didn't get saved at 7, 8, 9 years old. I've heard those testimonies. Everybody didn't get saved at 10 and 11. Some of us didn't receive Christ until our 20s. Some didn't receive Christ until your 30s or your 40s and years on. And so everybody doesn't. Pastor Black, watch this. Everybody doesn't know the church lingo. Everybody doesn't know the ins and outs of how to carry ourselves in church. But here's the thing. This is where they miss it. This is where I missed it growing up. As a little girl, I was focusing so much on church lingo and church tradition that I missed the relationship. The relationship with my daddy, because I was focused so much on all the things that they said I couldn't do. Your dress has got to be here, your neckline got to be here, your makeup got to be this way, and this many rings on your fingers, and you can wear this, but you can't wear this. You can go there, but you can't go here. And we had all these things going on, and so I knew all the rules of church. But I was missing a vital part of my Christian walk, and that was relationship with my dad. And so, which is why it's so important that we understand here that Paul was focusing on the Christian living. Here he's teaching to give them a clear understanding. So he's going to deal with them. And I don't know if I'll get to it tonight. He even deals with husband and wives, and he deals with children. And so he understood that everyone has a part to play in this. But he had to begin with me. Because if he begins with me and I get myself right, if I get myself right, mother love, then it'll be easier for me to deal with my husband, deal with my wife, deal with my children. if I get me right, if I can mortify my flesh, I can deal with all the other things if I just allow God to do the work in me first. Because scripture lets us know that only God can change the heart of man. And so he has to deal with me first. He has to show me me. I have to set my mind. I have to learn to focus on the things above. I have to learn to focus on heaven instead of focusing on man. Focus on heaven instead of focusing on the job. Focus on heaven instead of focusing on the bill. And not that I don't pay attention to those things, but my focus, my soul intent, watch this, is if I have the relationship with God and I spend the time with them, oh, Lord, I thank you, he's going to give me the answer. He's going to give me the strategic process on how to deal with everything else. For Matthew 6 and 33 declares that seek first the kingdom of heaven and all of its righteousness, and everything else would be added up to us. So Paul lets them know that in this, my relationship with God is built on theological truth, because if I really believe that God has been raised, that Christ has been raised from the dead, and I identify with him, amen, that I understand that I have also been raised, woo, then I can now keep my focus on things heaven bound. Verse 2, it tells us to set our mind on things above and not on things on earth. First, he tells us to seek those things which are above. Then he says to set my mind. That means I have to be laser focused. When I set my mind, I'm focused. I'm intent. Amen. I'm moving purposeful. Your mind on things above. I know you have jobs here. We know you have businesses here. We know there are relationships here and those things have their place. But our first priority is kingdom. Our first priority is kingdom. Let me say it again. Our first priority is kingdom. What would Daddy have us to do? What would he have us to say for kingdom? Because he already told us, if you be about my business, then I'm going to take care of everything else. And so I position myself, amen, I set my mind, I think, amen, on those things, hallelujah, that are geared towards moving me closer, amen, in my relationship with God. He said, set your mind on the things above and not on the things of the earth. I can't worry about the things here on earth. I can't worry. I give it over to him because he's able to do all things but fail. Amen. He said that we can come boldly before his throne of grace. I go to him because he sees all and he knows all. Oh, I focus on him, on the things that I can't handle. Watch this, mama, the things that I can't handle, those things will cause me to wear it as a noose on my neck. But if I give it to him, who knows my end from my beginning, if I give it to him, the one who says that I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. If I give it over to him, then he's able, hallelujah, to do all things but fail. He's able, hallelujah, to turn it around for my good. He's able, thank you, Lord God, to make my crooked path straight. He is able. And all I have to do, all we have to do, is to lean and to depend on him. He tells us in verse 3, watch this, it says, for you died Oh, I love this part. He says, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ Jesus. Who died? We did. When we confess with our mouth and we believed in our heart the Lord Jesus, that God has raised him from the dead, he says, then we are saved. I now have died. I begin the mortification process. I begin to die to self. I begin to die to my flesh. I begin to die to the old Pam. I begin to die to those old ways. I begin to die. He says, and now the life that I live, watch this, is hidden in him because he's living in me. So the life, amen, that I thought was going to be the one to get me over, the life that I thought was going to be the one to help transform me, no, no, I had to die to that because all of that was flesh. Ooh, all of that was temporary. My God, but the life that we live now in him, a life of joy. Ah, thank you, Jesus. A life of peace, a life of gentleness, a life of kind, life of love, ooh, a life of long suffering. This is the life that he's called us, God. And he said, when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Off with the old. Pam, the only way that we can take advantage of this new life, the only way, hallelujah, that we can experience it to the fullest is that we have to die to self. We have to understand, amen, that God's purpose for us, hallelujah, is to live a life. And then he said, I don't want you to just to live. He says, I want you to live in abundance. He says, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul is prospering. But I can't take advantage of those things if I don't die to my flesh. If I don't hate the things that God hates. If I don't retreat from those things, amen, that are not going to bring glory to the kingdom. He's going to tell us in just a few the things, because there are some things, fam, that we may not even realize that we're doing. See, I don't take it for granted that everyone has read the Bible front to back and know all the do's and don'ts and crossed every T and dotted every I. Why don't you do that, Pastor Law? Because even the word of God declares that all have sinned, come short of his glory. And so now when I find myself, amen, preparing to live this life that pleases him, I have to look at verse 5. He says, therefore put to death your members. The King James says mortify. Put to death, mortify your members which are here on earth. Watch this. He lays it out. He says fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, and covetedness, which is idolatry. He says any of these things that we are dealing with and we're calling ourselves believers and we're calling ourselves children of God, he's calling us to take examination. And if we're dealing with any of those, any of these characteristics, he says put them to death. Mortify it, kill it, get rid of it. These things are causing your growth to be stagnant. They're causing us to be not in the place where God is calling us to be. He's calling us, amen, not to be able to hear him clearly when he speaks to us. They are a monkey wrench, amen, in my growth. Watch this. And we should be treating these things as alien intruders. We should take off this sin like we take off a worn-out suit or dress. if it does no longer, it does not serve a purpose in this new life. I don't need that anymore. I needed those things, and I used those things when I was operating in the world mentality. But now that I've accepted Jesus, now that I'm walking, hallelujah, as a daughter of Zion, now that you're walking as a man of valor, you are a king's kid. He says, mortify your flesh. Get rid of these things. You don't need them where you're going. We don't need them. Jesus would never walk in any of these sins. So if we are identifying ourselves with him, we should not walk in them either. I know you said, oh, Pastor, I know what you're saying, but sometimes it gets hard, and I've been dealing with this for a long time. It's right. That's why he said that we can't do these things without him. If it were possible, we would have already taken care of it. That's why we come in. We allow Christ, amen, to come into our lives, and he does the work. When we yield ourselves to him, he can remove the taste of cigarettes. When we yield ourselves to him, he can remove the taste of alcohol. When we yield, thank you, God, ourselves to him, when we yield our members, he can take away, amen, that adulterous spirit. He can take it away. How do I know? Because he did it for me. How do I know? Because I've read through the scriptures when he talks about the cloud of witnesses. Thank you, God, that everything that we need, he has already equipped us. All we have to do is be ready, willing, and available to receive him. And so we put off these old habits. We treat sin like an alien intruder. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says that we should cast down every vain imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. See, family, we have work to do. We have work to do. So while we're putting to death, amen, our members, there is a part that we have to play in this. Amen. We have to be willing when God tells us no. Amen. When the Holy Spirit urges us and lets us know this is not becoming or this is not a characteristic, amen, of the new lifestyle in which you're living. We have to be ready to say no. We have to shut the door on those relationships. We have to shut the door on those ungodly soul ties. We have to shut the door on those bad habits. We have to shut the door on those old spirits. Shut the door. Lock it. Throw away the key. Because I've taken off that old flesh. I've put on the new. So he says, because of these things, I'm at verse 6. He says, because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of obedience. So he said, letting us know those that are operating in fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, covetousness, all of these things and some of the others I named. He said, because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves want. Walk. So Paul knew when he was sharing with the Colossian church, he was saying, I know that this is how you used to live. But he said, even though I can't be there in the flesh, I'm sending you these letters to encourage you, to let you know, amen, this is not the life, amen, that God has designed for us to live. It's not the way, hallelujah, to walk on the streets paved with gold. He said, this is the way you used to walk when you lived in them. When we lived in those lifestyles, watch this in verse 8. He said, but now you yourselves are to put off these. And he gives us another list. He gives us anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth, lying to one another. He says, since you have put off the old man with these deeds, listen to what he said. These things should no longer be a part of my makeup since we have put off the old man. We can't have this new skin. We can't have this new mentality. Amen. We can't have this new relationship and still operate on the old. Those things don't work. They don't work where we are now. They don't work in this lifestyle. We don't need them. I know that's what they told us in the world, that you got to keep these things because you never know when you're going to have to use it, when you're going to have to operate in that. No. Once you've taken off the old and you've put on the new, he says you do away with those things. Those things drove God's wrath. Huh. They draw his wrath. And he said, watch this. And you put off, you do not lie to one another since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man who is renewed. Who is renewed. Ooh, I love it. Renewed means you are restored. We're revived. I'm reestablished. I can begin again. He says, when you put on the new, watch this, I have been recalibrated. Now I have set myself, amen, to receive the knowledge, to receive the things of God, amen, that's going to allow me to be able to walk, amen, to be able to live this life the way God designed for me to live. I remove all the traces of worldliness. Ooh. I love it. I love it. We put these things off. Watch this. He says, you have put on the new man who is renewed. That means to begin again. Lets me know that I was once there, but I lost it. But through God's grace and his mercy, I got it back in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Verse 11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor circumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, nor free. Ooh, I love this. But Christ is all in all. There is no what word I want to use. There is coming to this relationship with God. There is, he doesn't look at race, or he doesn't look at generations the way we look at them. He says he is all and in all. So it doesn't matter about being black, white, purple, orange, or blue. God is looking at the heart of man. He is looking at those who have made up their minds, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. Oh, my Lord. For God I'll live and for God I'll die. So he says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, he says, put on. He says, put on tender mercy. Put on kindness, put on humility, meekness, long-suffering. I'm closing it out, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, oh, watch this, I love it. He says, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Family, this is what's going to hold us together. It is going to be love. I know it gets hard. I know sometimes that old you wants to rise up. I have to put that old past, the base, she'll try to raise her head and she'll try to show out every now and then, but I have to remind her of who I am now. And I let her know that type of that type of talk and that type of character has no place in my new life, because I don't want my witness to be blown, because there's a sister and a brother that needs to see, amen, there is a change in my life. They need to see, amen, that when you become a child of God, there's a newness, there's a light, amen, that I carry around. And so now when we look at this, he said, Pam, how can you hold it together? It's love that holds it together. Love not only for my fellow man, not only for my sister, not only, hallelujah, for my community, but it's the love of God. And family, when you have love, you have everything. When you have love, you have God, because God is love. And so walk in that love. It was love that went to the cross for us. It was love that hung, bled, and died on our behalf in order that we could have life and to have it more abundantly. It was love. It was love who took all, he took all of our sins to the cross. It was love. But if you've never accepted him as your Lord and as your Savior, tonight you can do just that. You can take off the old and put on the new. All you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart the Lord Jesus, that God has raised him from the dead. Then you say, all you have to do is say, Lord, I don't want this old man anymore. I want the newness of you. And guess what? He'll give it to you. If you're ready, family, all you have to do is say, I'm ready. And he'll do just that for you. I love you with the love of the Lord. I call you blessed. And I pray something has been said tonight that will help to take you to the next level in him. God bless you. Pastor Black, we turn the call back over to you.
Amen. 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 What a powerful word. A word that we could take right now. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You don't have to wait till next week. You can do it right now. Take off the old man, put on the new man, and don't focus on the church lingo and the church rituals. Focus on building and maintaining an intimate, personal relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Pastor Law, so much for that word on tonight. Truly, 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 our hearts are burning within. We have received an awesome word. Well, my brothers and sisters, it's that time that we say goodnight. We're not leaving his presence. We're just leaving one another. And so my prayer for us tonight is that the grace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, it will rest, rule, and abide with us, hence, now, and forevermore, until we meet again. Until next Sunday, my brothers, my sisters, be blessed in the Lord. Know that I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready? Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask for, can, according to the power that worketh in upon God. because he won't give up on you. He's able. How many believe it tonight? Yeah, yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.